Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
There is a spirit of lawlessness that is trying to stir things up in our nation. He's done a very good job of already getting it going in other nations. God has given us the name of Jesus to rule over the principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness. He's given us authority to rule and reign in life, but so much of the church world has fallen into dishonor. Such dishonor that they don't see their authority, they don't see their value, they don't see their worth. They think they're just common, they're just cheap, and really the church is no different than anybody else. We're just old sinners. A sinner is a criminal. A sinner is a criminal. Are we old criminals? Is that what we are? Is that what God calls us? Is that how we're supposed to look upon us? We're just old criminals saved by grace. No, we were criminals, but thank God our criminal record has been wiped clean and our criminal hearts have been removed, and God has given a heart after him, a heart of righteousness. And when we begin to see who we are in Christ and we begin to stand in our place of authority, then praise God, devils are going to tremble and things are going to change in our nation. Things are going to change in our nation. God gets people like our brother here, his family, in Saudi Arabia. He gets them in a nation. People that'll stand in faith, stand in their authority, praise God. Take authority over the devil. Not be intimidated. You got to use wisdom. You got to be wise. Be tactful in what you do. But you're not intimidated. You're not backing off. You're doing what God's called you to do. Man, that's enough to change a nation. That's enough to change that government. That's enough to turn things upside down, inside out. Come on. That's enough to cause a revolution. That was a big part of why the Iron Curtain came down in Russia, in the Soviet Union. We had found out later there were some believers in there. They had gotten a hold of their authority in Christ. And they were standing on their authority. They were using the name of Jesus. Instead of slandering and speaking against their government, they were just using their authority to change it, because they understood it's not flesh and blood. It's not about politics. It's about demons. Demons are oppressing this nation. They begin to deal with the real enemy. They begin to deal with the real problem. And praise God, it wasn't long after that Iron Curtain fell. Things changed. Things changed in that nation. So how much more you and I right now, we still have the freedom. We still have the freedom to come and gather publicly, hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Get over there, speak the word of God. Get out on the streets, share the word of God. Live the Christian life. Be the lights he's called us to be without any fear of having to be arrested for it. We don't want that to change. If it does change, I believe the church will be to blame for it. Because it never should have happened. The church should be increasing and expanding in its influence and in its authority. It should be growing in revelation, not diminishing, becoming smaller and becoming more and more like the world. Like this confused culture that is all around us. You and I are to walk in the culture of heaven. Walk in the light of God and change things. We change things by being different, not by imitating and being conformed to the world. A lot of folks think they're going to win the world by being conformed to the world. And you're not going to change the world. You might build a big church, but you ain't going to move much. You aren't going to change much in the nation. And we're seeing that, aren't we? We're seeing that in the day of huge mega churches all over this land. This nation is deteriorating. Tyranny is rising up in our government. Corruption is spreading through our government right now. and there is confusion in the streets. Why is that? Church is sleeping. The church is hanging out with the world. The church don't see itself really all that special, all that spectacular, all that different. Well, we're just like everybody else. We're no better than anybody else. That's a lie. We're better than the animal kingdom. And you know what? We're better than what goes on in the kingdom of darkness also. And we have been raised up. And we have been given authority. We've been raised in a higher place. And we love people. And we know God wants all of them to come up to a higher place. But we have to recognize we are in a higher place if we're going to bring them to a higher place. We think I'm just an old sinner, just like you. The only difference between me and you is I'm forgiven. Well, you ain't going to help bring them up higher. You got to bring people up higher. You got to be up higher. Say, hey, you're in a pit. I'm not. Come here. Come up higher. Come up higher. Join me up here. We're not going to go sit there and live down in the pig slop and say, well, we're all just the same. We've been made worthy. Come on. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. We've been made worthy to stand in the counsel of Almighty God. Psalm 82 says, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. Hallelujah. That's where he is, among the mighty. What are you? What are you? Mighty. Come on, I want to hear everybody. Mighty. Say, I'm mighty. I'm mighty in God. Yes, you are. We are mighty in our God. Everything he is in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, man. Whoo, the temple of the living God. And you go back to the Old Testament, and God overlaid that temple with gold and precious stones. And I mean, it was nothing cheap or common about that temple of old. It was spectacular. And you and I are spectacular. Spectacular specimens of Christ. You got to get that. You got to know that. You're so far above the devil, it's laughable. Oh, the devil, the devil. He's under your feet. Why are you looking up at him? You're above him. You're higher than him. It's like, the devil, the devil. Get out. Yeah. Rodent. Out. Total authority. How dare you come in my house? Get off my TV set. Get out of my face. Jesus' name. Come on. We're higher. We're better. We're above it. We're not in the pig slop anymore, church. We're not in the pig slop anymore. We need to take our place. And as we do, as we take our authority, there'll be a restoration of peace and joy in our land. There'll be a restoration of the love of God in our land. And that's how this land started out. A lot of folks trying to change history. But this land started out as a Christian nation. People had faith in God. And it's that foundation of faith that has made this nation great. And it's that same faith that's going to keep this nation great. We're going to have to stand in the faith of God. Stand in the faith of God and use our authority over the devil. Recognize he's the one that's stirring up all the problems in this world. Hold your place in James. Go with me to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. We'll just pick it up here. It's talking about the Antichrist coming. Even now there are many Antichrists in the world. In other words, people of that same spirit. And talks about all this that's going to be coming to pass in the last days. And in verse 6, It says, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time, this Antichrist. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Notice this, that lawlessness is a working of Satan. It's the work of the devil. How about you and I are not to be lawless? What does that mean? We're not to be without the law. We're not to be lawless. There's a lot of lawlessness in the church world today. Lawlessness is being taught in the church world today. Then you wonder why there's such a mess in our government. Then you wonder why there's such a mess out on the streets. We got the church being told there's no law. Jesus came and removed the law. But Jesus didn't come to remove the law, friend. I got news for you. He came and took it off of stones, and he wrote it on our hearts through the new birth. We're now one with the law. Yes, we're not under the law, but we're not without the law. We're one with the law. We're not under it. We're with it. It's a part of us now. It's who we are. It's who we are. The word is in us. God's word, his law, abides in us, and we abide in him. We abide in his word. So there's this idea of no law, no rules, and all this kind of stuff. This is the working of Satan. This isn't just flesh and blood. People call out their favorite politician that they like to slander, and they have to realize this has been going on way before he was even born, way before she was ever born. This is a working of Satan. And there's good news here. There's good news right here about this lawlessness that is a working of Satan. It says that there's a restraining force that can hold him back, and he can't do what he wants to do and create complete lawlessness as long as that restraining force is in place. Look again at verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains, that could also be translated that which now restrains, will do so until he is taken away, or it is taken out of the way. Either translation is fine, because he is Jesus. He is the Word of God. He is the body of Christ. As long as we are standing in our authority, knowing who we are, resisting the evil, taking our authority over the devils, the demons, Satan, he is restrained. He is limited in what he can do. So he's working to try to get the church to not be a restraining force. He's trying to remove the church. God's not looking to remove the church. God's not going to blow a trumpet and remove the church. God's not looking to remove the church. No, no, no. He wants the church to wake up. That's what he wants. He wants the church to wake up, use their authority, stand in faith against this flood of lawlessness, this flood of ungodliness. Isn't it interesting? The attack right now that everybody's talking about is against law enforcement workers, huh? Law enforcement. I mean, just this bombardment, just this attack on law enforcement. Why is that? It's the devil. It's the spirit of lawlessness. He wants to remove laws. He wants to remove things that restrain him. He wants to have freedom to express ungodliness and wickedness across the land. But thank God you and I are here. We're here. But we're slowly being taken out of the way. Have you noticed? We're slowly being taken out of the way. No prayer in school. We take that out of the way. You can't even bring a Bible to school. And then it goes, you can't talk about God. You can't use the name of Jesus at your graduation. And what are we doing? We're taking it away. There's people working. They want to take God off our currency and God we trust. They want to take God out of that. I mean, if you go to Washington, God is written everywhere. Commandments, I mean, the word is just all over the place because our founding fathers, that's what they built the nation on. God, 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 God. And they're trying to figure out, how can we get rid of this? Let's get this monument out of here that talks about God, that has the commandments. Let's get that out of the courtrooms. What are they doing? They're removing the restraining force and then threatening the church. Threatening the church and saying, you can't talk about that. That separation of church and state. How about church? How about mosque and state? How about that? What happened to that separation? I don't know. How about Buddhist temple and government? What happened there? No, it's church and state. That's what he's trying to do, trying to silence the church. So, friend, you and I need to rise up and be bolder than ever before. I said we need to be bolder than ever before. Stop this lawlessness in the name of Jesus. In the name. Don't join in on it. People's minds are being so polluted. If we would spend more time in the good news, then we wouldn't get caught up in all this negativity and start yielding ourselves to these demons that are running rampant throughout our nation. But you see, folks, they want to focus on race. They want to focus on class. We want to remove the wealthy. We want to remove certain races. And all this stuff's going on. And people are just caught up in it. And the more you listen to it, the more you look at it, the more it's going to get on you. God's taking out a fire hose this morning. He's going to clean some of you up. Starts getting on you. These things spread. This kind of thinking just spreads like wildfire. And it's the working of Satan. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with race. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's got everything to do with Satan. And the church is going to be held responsible before the Lord Jesus Christ concerning letting these things happen. We'll stand before him and give an account of what we did in our nation. What we did during our time down here. What happened in the world around us while we were here. Were we the salt? Were we the light that we were supposed to be? Did we take our seat of authority? Or did we just get caught up with the mess? This mess that's going on all around us. Again, 2 Thessalonians verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions. Strong delusions that they should believe the lie. That they may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. We got to watch about letting all the unrighteousness become entertainment to us. That's taking pleasure in unrighteousness. And if you take pleasure in unrighteousness, what's going to happen? You're going to believe lies. And when the truth is spoken, your ears will be so dull. You'll just be looking like, because you're so full of lies. The truth, it's hard for the truth to get in there. This could happen to any one of us. We have got to guard ourselves. We have to guard ourselves from lies by keeping ourselves from being entertained or taking pleasure in the news or in unrighteousness. It's such entertainment to our society today, such entertainment to just take in all this unright. It thrills us. It excites us. It stirs us. It gets us motivated. It moves us emotionally. We have to watch that. The flesh likes that. But we have to guard ourselves against that. Otherwise, that spirit of lawlessness, these spirits that are at work in our nation, they're going to get in us. In fact, I looked up that word lie. They're going to believe the lie. It means conscious and intentional falsehood. They're going to believe conscious and intentional falsehood. There's a lot of intentional falsehood. There are people that are literally trying to program how you think. And they are lying to you. And they're creating false images. Or they're taking an image and they're exaggerating it. And they're harping on it. Because they're wanting to program you. Not they, but the demons that are at work through them. This is right here, part of the last days. A conscious and intentional falsehood. It also means whatever is not what it seems to be. There's a lot of things that are not as they seem to be. But if you just continue to fill yourself up with it, see, you'll be taken away by it. You'll be caught up in it and deceived by it. So we got to watch. We got to watch about getting our education from CNN and social media. Huh? Or from professors educated by Time Magazine. We got to watch. There's a lot of folks. You wonder where they got their education from. Well, it's from whatever they're reading. How many people know, just because you read a lot, that doesn't make you smart. There's people out there that think because they read a lot, they're smart. Actually, some of the most foolish peoples in the world are people that read a lot, because it's not about how much you read, it's what you're reading. It's what you're reading. I read four books a month, or four books. One lady, I think it was like four books a week or something. It's like, how in the world do you read four books a week? Then you start hearing about some of the books she reads. You think, oh. You think if you read four books a week, you gotta be glowing with intelligence. You gotta be just a brilliant mind. No. Garbage in, garbage out. Huh? You gotta watch what you put in. Thank God. There's one book that I've chosen. Hallelujah. And it will not be taken away from me. I'm not saying I don't read anything else, but oh, thank God for the Word of God. It's pure, it's clean, it's undefiled, and it'll put nothing bad in you. But thank God, it'll uproot all the bad things that the world is trying to put in people. Can you say amen? Let's not get caught up in this spirit of lawlessness and deception and think we know it all according to the flesh, and people think they got this person all figured out and they got this situation all figured out, and it's just a noisy opinion that is being echoed down from other people. Let's not be an echo. Let's be God's voice in this world. Huh? Let's not be the world's echo, but let's be God's voice in this world. And let's rise up and let's take our place of authority. And we will change what goes on in our government. We will change what's going on in our nation. Because we've got unlimited power. We got the power of the Holy Spirit. We got the power of Almighty God on our side. We've got to rise up, know our authority, take our place of honor in the kingdom of God. Understand that we are much higher than where a lot of people are living. Let's not come down. Let's not stoop down to their level and see ourselves on their level. I mean, such shallow, ignorant thinking. People have such base thinking, led by animal impulses. just such low class thinking. Come on, church. Get up out of that. Come on. You get your mind so renewed, somebody said, you won't even be able to tolerate it. Like, get that thing off. I don't want to hear it. You definitely won't be entertained by it. You won't be able to sit there and just feast on it. You'll despise it. You'll hate it because you recognize that is just so ignorant. That is such darkness that is so below the light that you and I are walking in. Let's walk in the light of God's word. Let's walk in the truth. Praise God. Let's take our seat in the heavenly places. We got an audience with God this morning. We're his ambassadors. We're his voice to this generation. God speaking in us. God speaking through us. Praise God. We're not just here feeding on the opinions of men, getting caught up in all that confusion. Oh, glory to God. We can have peace and joy in the midst of that chaos and go right on through it and change things. That's what we're called to do. Change things, not get caught up in it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, rise on your feet.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.